AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Florida postal worker arrested after landing his tiny helicopter on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol didn't tell his wife what he was about to do, but did tell a friend and the Tampa Bay Times.
I'm going to land on the Capitol Mall in front of the Capitol building.
With 535 letters in his aircraft, one for each member of Congress. He thinks campaign finance laws are too weak. A friend says that he was afraid Doug Hughes would be shot down, so he alerted the Secret Service. We're told the Capitol Police also discovered his plan shortly before he took off. Congressman Michael McCaul, who heads the Homeland Security Committee, says if Hughes had gotten much closer to the Capitol, authorities were prepared to shoot him down. Aaron Hernandez's lawyers will appeal his first-degree murder conviction. The appeal is automatic in Massachusetts. Hernandez, who once had a $40 million contract with the New England Patriots, is waking up in prison this morning after being sentenced to life without parole for killing a friend. Hernandez faces two more murder charges in Boston and a lawsuit filed by a former friend who says he was shot in the face and left for dead after arguing with Aaron Hernandez. Jurors who convicted him of first-degree murder didn't know about those charges until the judge told them after they delivered their verdict.
We understand why we couldn't know that.
She told us why we couldn't. But had it been presented to us in the beginning?
They say they're even more confident now about their verdict. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he's delivering a long-range air defense missile system to Iran because Tehran is showing a willingness to compromise at the nuclear talks. He says his decision doesn't violate international sanctions. Authorities searching for that missing Malaysian Airlines flight say they'll expand the search if they don't find it soon. This is AP Radio News. It's the day after tax day, but the scammers are still at it. Our Steve Coleman on a North Carolina pastor who got taken after a phone call from fraudsters.
The Reverend Al Cadenhead told a congressional committee that the official-sounding call accused him of tax fraud that could result in his arrest.
The scammers also talked a lot about notifying the media. And in my profession, that could be a nightmare.
He was told that could be averted only if he immediately transferred money through Green Dot Visa cards. Cadenhead said he's ashamed to admit he fell for it.
There have been several local ministers who said to me they had gotten the same calls.
He now wants everyone to know
that the IRS does not do business over the phone and that when calls are received, hang up.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
Supermodel Gisele Bündchen took a final stroll down the runway last night in Sao Paulo, Brazil, the emotional end of a 20-year career for the world's highest-paid model. Last year, she made $47 million. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.